Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
So, my beloved listeners and viewers, I have the best, most perfect treat for you today. I have a man who I have completely adopted as my brother, even though we just shared a weekend in Nashville at Rory Vaden's Brand Mastery event. Chase Jarvis is, as I was just saying, is such an incredible fusion of super businessman and super creative. So I would love to tell you a bit about him, and then, of course, we will call in the light and get started. Chase, first of all, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was such a treat to get to know you in Nashville, and I'm honored to be on your show today. Thank you so much for hosting.
Oh, it is indeed my pleasure. So I would love to tell you about Chase. Chase Jarvis is a renowned photographer, really one of the top photographers of the decade, entrepreneur, and best-selling author. Like, that's a triple threat, dude. Celebrated for his innovative work across art, education, and business. He is the founder of Creative Live, an online platform that has educated millions and has collaborated. Chase has collaborated with global brands like Apple and Nike, and he has worked with legends such as Serena Williams and Lady Gaga. With accolades, get this, dudes, with accolades including a Pulitzer Prize contribution and an Emmy nomination. Dude, I think you're kind of just showing off here. Chase is also a sought-after speaker with appearances at the White House, United Nations, and Buckingham Palace. If you weren't my brother of the heart, I'd already be intimidated. He continues to inspire millions through his Chase Jarvis Live Show, where he interviews top creatives and industry leaders such as Brené Brown, Tim Ferriss, and Gary Vaynerchuk. Chase is releasing his latest book, Never Play It Safe, October 8th, so 10 days from now. I read this book. It's amazing. You're going to hear all about it. The book challenges the illusion of safety and offers a bold path to reclaim creativity and live authentically. I can tell you, Chase, you really are an example of this. Like, Chase is ridiculously accomplished, but he's very heartfelt. He lives in Seattle with his wife, Kate, and their golden retriever, Bodie. So that's an incredible resume. I want to tell you my perspective of Chase. I met him, as I mentioned, a few months ago at Brand Builder Mastery event given by Rory Vaden. It was a very intimate event. And, you know, you're such a heartfelt guy. You're so authentic and so warm. I'm kind of glad I didn't know all that about you because I just decided you were going to be my best friend for the event.
I loved sitting next to you. Are you kidding me? I won out.
So many questions. I really, really sincerely love your book. It's such an important conversation that is not being had. For example, Chase starts with this incredible, I'm going to give you two incredible quotes he starts with by two amazing individuals. The first is Helen Keller. Now, we've all heard that life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. We, you know, kids quote her on that. But we have not heard what precedes that quote. I am going to tell you what Chase tells us in his book, Never Play It Safe, which you must get. Never Play It Safe starts with this quote. Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature. Nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all.
Yeah, most people don't know. Yeah, the front half of that, when I was researching for this book, struck me as so fascinating that we do. We believe that security is a thing that we can grab onto. and yet it doesn't exist in nature. It's an illusion. And that's not to say, I'm very upfront in the book also, you know this, that it's not about seatbelts and sunscreen, and it's not about emotional safety or physical safety. Those things are real, and they, you know, they are required for a life that we love. And pretty much everything else is an illusion, all the other aspects of safety. So thank you so much for calling in Helen Keller to our conversation.
And we do call in Helen Keller. And thank you, my friend, because you reminded me to call in the lake. I get so excited about our conversation. So we're going to call in the lake quickly and then go right back to Helen. And beloved Mother, Father, God, we just now connect heart to heart with each one listening on radio, YouTube, and podcast, and all those to listen to the archive. And we just now take in a deep breath, breathe in all the love of the universe. And as you exhale, just let it all go. Let go of any stress, any concerns, worries, for those are truly illusions. Take in another deep breath. Breathe in light through your crown chakra, the top of your head, breathing that light through all your chakras, seeing that light pulling at your belly, your inner child, bringing the comfort of the spirit. And as you exhale, deep, long exhale, exhaling anything less than light. Maybe with letting it out with a sound. And now dropping a grounding cord from your root chakra deep into the earth. And the earth receives your stress, negativity, as fertilizer and creates beauty. So another deep breath, breathe in all the support of Mother Gaia. And as you exhale, just release into the earth that which is not the reality of love. And one last deep breath, breathing in as one, breathe in love. Exhale, and as you exhale, that love amplifies all through you and goes out to the ones we love and to our beautiful planet. And we just ask that anything less than love be taken and transmuted now, that this gathering, this conversation, might be blessed and sanctified and placed into the light for the highest good, each one participating, visible and invisible. And we invite in all spiritual support. We're so grateful to be gathered together here in the name of love. And so be it. And blessed be and amen.
That felt good. Thank you.
My pleasure. So, you know, this conversation it's not had, right? We don't listen to the front part of that quote, which I'm going to repeat. Security is mostly a superstition. Now, there's another quote from another amazing person. The safest path is often the most dangerous, as it keeps you from discovering your true potential. I'm going to read that again from the great Chase Jarvis. The safest path is often the most dangerous, as it keeps you from discovering your true potential. Now, you are, to me, someone who's completely tapped enormous potential, but I'm guessing, and I know from reading your book and loving it, it wasn't always that way. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. Well, to truly share my story, I'll give you the abbreviated version because it starts in second grade for me, I guess, emotionally. And in second grade, well, the summer between first and second grade, I released my first film, published it in the neighborhood, sold tickets, and it was a sold-out show in my neighbor's parents' basement. We sold candy and everything. And it was a profitable film. I'll just tell you that. A profitable, silent 8mm film called The Sons of Zorro, where we stormed the castle and saved the princess. And it was very cliche. And yet, I rolled into second grade feeling pretty good about myself. I had a comic strip that I was publishing every week and selling for the price of milk. So you could either buy
in second grade,
and you could either buy your milk or take that whatever it was, 25 cents, and buy my comic book. And I had a magic show. I had a stand-up comedy routine. And Ms. Kelly, my second grade teacher, put an end to all of it when she confronted my parents at the parent-teacher conference. in, you know, whatever, just like a month into second grade. And Chase has got all these side habits, this, you know, a side hustle. He's selling comics and he's entertaining the students with, you know, distracting them with magic shows and stand-up comedy. I know it's horrible, right? And she did tell my parents, and I overheard this bit. I walked in from the ice cream social next door just to hear them say that he's not that good at creative stuff. He should really focus on sports because we see what a good athlete he is. And so this is second grade. And you know, you can say poor Chase, or you can just say, or I can just share with you that it didn't actually affect me. I wasn't heartbroken, but I did want to seek approval from all the adults in my life, and I heard my second grade teacher say that. So the irony is that put me on a path for the next 10 years to do all of the stuff that my random little second grade teacher, I'm sure she didn't intend to have this much impact, but I just stepped right in line and I followed the safe path. I became the captain of the football team and dated the cheerleader and all of the things that, you know, society was overtly suggesting were the right things to do. And inside, I was miserable. And I didn't know it because I thought I had it pretty good. I went to college on a soccer scholarship. I played in the Olympic development soccer team. I was bound for medical school. I had a chance to play professional soccer. All of these things looked like the world happening for me. But inside, I was really disconnected from that second grade creative quirky kid. And to put a bow on this, what I realized over the course of after my grandfather passed away and gifted me his camera, and I went back to being that quirky, fun kid and decided to eschew all of the things that the world wanted for me and start to listen to my own guiding light, my own compass, is that the world absolutely transformed for me. It opened up, and I'd realized that the universe, that the world, the culture, will have you think that playing it safe, and by that I mean doing the things that everybody else is doing and the things that your parents and career counselors think we should do, is not the right path, and that we ought to listen to that little tiny voice inside of us who knows who we are. And it's not to say that we don't become disconnected from that voice. That happens over and over again. And then fast forward, you know, another 25 years, and I have been able to connect the dots looking backwards, and I've realized that all of the best stuff in my life, and ironically, all of the people that I've interviewed, I have a show not dissimilar to yours where I have the world's top performers on, and having done 1,000 of those shows and researched for a long time, I have come to know, this is not a belief, this is knowing that all of the best stuff in life is on the other side of our comfort zone. It's on the other side of risk. It's on the other side of just, again, this is the term that I started using, was safety. We have to venture. We have to take risks in order to really understand what it's like to be alive. And so it occurred to me that, man, why isn't this made more clear? And what if I could think of all of my experience and the experience of the smart, wise people who've come before me, historical figures and the world's highest performers, and try and distill a framework for getting comfortable or getting uncomfortable, right? Getting on the other side of our comfort zone. And that's what I put in the book.
You absolutely did. And he does go into depth in his story, of his story in the book. And it's so moving because, you know, we all have our challenges and our struggle, but that's the grit that creates the pearl out of the oyster. And to me, you're such an amazing example of that.
Well, thank you. And I just got to say one other thing. I'm grateful to be on the show. You know, we opened with that, but it's really important that, like, to me, this is an example of, just think of what you had to do to decide to do this show, to decide to step into your power. Like, this is what I mean when I look at everyone around me, and I think the listeners, the watchers, anyone who's participating in this conversation right now, if you look back, all of the best stuff required you to take some risk, to take a chance. And the fact that we're here today, the fact that you have this show, that you've, you know, chosen the line of, you know, the life that you've chosen for yourself, it's interesting that that's the reason that we are all here right now.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Thank you. And Chase's show is amazing. Chase Jarvis' show, easy to find. His website is super easy. I'm going to tell you all about how to find him at the end. But it's just his name, chasejarvis.com. And it's an amazing show. So, you know, you have pushed so past the boundaries of your comfort zone so many times. So bring us present now. Like, you're facing fear because there's always the next thing. There's always the next level. We're always growing. We all, you know, and the song says we've all got to serve somebody.
Yep.
So you're facing fear. There's the next big thing. What? Tell us your process of bursting through those fantasized expectations appearing real, which is an acronym for fear.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Fantasized expectations appearing real. Well, I'm at an interesting point in life. I think I don't think I could have written this book any sooner, and yet it's the book that I wish I had when I was younger.
Yes.
Without going too far into the weeds, I have had a lifelong career as a creator. You listed in my bio that was very, you said a bunch of very kind things about me, and one of the things on that list was starting an online learning company called Creative Live, which has gone on to serve tens of millions of people and earn hundreds of millions in revenue, and was not too long ago, in 2021, it was acquired by a big public company, which is, when you have investors, it was a venture capital-backed company. I was the founder, but had no aspirations of running the day-to-day operations until the team that was running them just fell short of the mark, and I had to come back and, you know, fire a bunch of people and do very difficult work that wasn't what I set out to do. And yet it's sort of, you know, what would you do for this? I don't have children, so it could be said that this creation was
something. Well, don't tell Bodhi that.
Exactly, Bodhi, my golden retriever. And yet
yes,
it was on the backside of this acquisition, which is a desired outcome for, you know, starting a company and having investors and whatnot. But it afforded me a window to truly reflect on what was important in my life. And it was, you know, in this process that I looked back and said, well, what do I want to do next? And many of the things that were the most important and impactful on me were when I was in service of others. And so what, you know, I started asking the question, what could I do in this next chapter? And when I don't know what to do, I like to write. I started journaling, and I journaled on the same thing every day, which was, what do I really want with my life? And the ideas of being of service continued to be present in every single day. That was always a core, you know, cornerstone of what would come back from wherever I was petitioning, my heart, soul, spirit. And I started writing a book, and partway through writing that book, this is I don't know what to do, so I'm going to write.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you do that is, you know, I got my agent involved. I have an amazing literary agent, a publisher that's published a couple previous books for me. And, you know, you end up getting into a part of the system, and the system led me to start researching and research, you know, started writing. And in short, I wrote for 13 months on the topic, this, you know, the topic of the relationship between creativity and business. And it was a very tidy book. It was, it would have sold well. And yet with 8 weeks left before my deadline, I had a sleepless night and woke up and threw everything in the trash.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is not a story that I've told often. I did put it in the very, very, the last page of the book. After the book ends, there's a single page acknowledgments. And I say this because this is where the title of the book came. It was in reflecting on what I was creating in this chapter of my life where I didn't know what to do. And I just did what I have historically do. And so many of us do in this modern day, is we just sort of gravitate into the well-worn ruts of others. So I started writing a book. I got an advance. I started writing a book that, as I looked around, that, oh, this is the sort of the book that the world needs. And it was not the book that called to me at my core. And I put two pictures. Actually, I put two artifacts, two items on my monitor where I would sit to write every morning when I sat down to write the actual book with just 8 weeks before my publisher deadline. On one corner of my monitor was a picture of my wife, and on the other, her name is Kate, and on the other corner of my monitor was a yellow sticky that said, "Don't play it safe." And I did not know at the time that that would be the title of the book, but I just continually went inward with the belief that if I said what I truly felt and I shared the lessons that I feel like I wish I had, that I had come, you know, that had come through this process of, you know, creating this company, you know, doing all of those things with all of my creative background. And the book that came out was essentially, the framework is quite simple. It's if we could posit a framework for getting to the other side of our fear, to the getting to the other side of our comfort zone, what would that look like? What are the things that I wished I knew? And I came down with the fact that there are just essentially 7 tools that reside naturally, natively within us.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Doss just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadoss.com, code HEALTHYLIFE. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Doss is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
This is not an outside job. We don't have to move to Paris and get a new set of friends. We don't have to dress different or anything. In fact, you know, all of these things are natively within us, and it's an inward journey. And that's one of the reasons I was excited to be on your show specifically, because this is an inward journey, and it's a journey to reawakening the things that are already within you. Our ability to focus on the things that we care about, our ability to pay attention to what matters, the ability to listen to our intuition, to embrace that playful, childlike spirit that we all have in us. There's 7 tools that I went through, and if I could not even master, if I could tap into those things, then that was the stuff that would give me the courage, the wisdom, the insight, and the fuel to stop playing it safe, to stop listening to the well-worn ruts of others who'd come before me.
That's so beautifully said. And yes, I love how you have the 7 levers in the book. And I would love to talk about lever 1, attention. Another great Chase Jarvis quote. As an adult, it is precisely the seeking of attention that keeps you trapped, stuck, and playing it safe. What if, instead of constantly trying to get attention from others, you did a 180 and spent all that energy learning to direct your attention? It's so profound and so true. You know, I did an event where I, with all former lifers, inmates, right, mm-hmm. in the desert, and I adopted one of the processes where the free people would adopt a dog, which is one's protector in prison. So my dog was this 6'5", I don't know, probably 300-pound, solid muscle, former lifer named Robert. And I said to him, it's a whole story, but I said to him, Robert, we went out in the desert alone. He starts telling me about acts of violence. He was in for murder. You know, he'd just been out 6 months, and I never felt safer. Even though I'm sitting with this man who was 3 or 4 times my size, you know, literally just been out of prison after 26 years. He was in solitary for 6 years.
My God.
And I said, Robert, what is it like to be out after 26 years in prison? He said, well, Alicia, he said, you know, really, what's the difference? It's all an inside job.
There you go.
Yeah.
Robert knows. Robert knows the thing. And this is my point, is that we all know that deep inside. And yet, we get tied up in the trappings of others, and we lose the ability to direct our attention. We believe that our goal is to seek it. And as I said in that quote that you shared, thank you so much for picking that one out, is that if, you know, what if we could learn to direct our attention better? It truly, and you know this, whatever you pay attention to, it expands. And
right.
And our ability to do that has largely been hijacked, and it's not an accident. There's also simultaneously no evil overlord architecting the whole thing. This is a product of...
Right.
Especially in the Western world, a product of late-stage capitalism. And
yep.
we can either whinge about that, or we can take action in service of ourselves and the people that we love and care about. And to me, that is where I ultimately landed with attention, that it's not about trying to get it. What if we learned to direct it? And there's lots of practices, right? This is a natural state within us. If you've watched a baby, when they actually click into this, they go from not really having the ability to look at anything to eyeballs to mama, right? And then you just watch them watch the world happen. And so this is our native state. We have the ability to direct our attention to the things that we ought to be focused on. And so this is why it's a sense of remembering. And there's a bunch of activities in the book that can help us train this. And this will be not unfamiliar with your listeners and watchers at all, Alicia. It's like, you know, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, awareness practice. These are not just nice to haves. It turns out, if you want to be able to choose what you pay attention to in the world, that these are muscles, just like any other muscle. And the more you use it, the stronger it gets.
Yes, absolutely. So well said. And I have to brag about you for a moment, because you've done many more than I have, but I've done, I don't know, 30, 40 shows with
yeah.
Almost all best-selling authors. I have never put in so many quotes from one book. No offense to the many best-selling authors, but so many quotes in my script here, of which I'm not really paying attention to because I'm much more in the conversation. But you just have so many mic drop moments. You really do. And so talking about that, you know, for me, that focusing our attention, putting it in my parlance, on the spirit, on serving, on connecting.
Yes.
That was the only way I could get myself to start posting to social media, which is unnecessary. I don't call it necessary evil, but
sure.
Kind of. You know,
yeah.
It was to come from the inside out and see it as, rather than marketing and selling, seeing it as serving and connecting.
Absolutely. Right. That is an absolute differentiator, for sure. And we can feel it. To me, this is the thing that's also true. You've been in the presence of people who are able to direct their attention, and it is magical. To me, this is one of my favorite things about my wife, Kate. Now, to be fair, she's spent, you know, decades strengthening this muscle, as I'm advocating that we all ought to do. But it's also not required that we again move to France or become a monk or dedicate our lives to this. The goal yet is, if we can pay attention, have you sat down and had a conversation with someone who is really, truly listening to you?
Oh, yes.
It feels differently. And everyone has also had the experience where you get lost in the moment, and it's, you know, you get pulled into flow, and it's just, it feels so natural. And that is because that's what it feels like. That's a natural state for us when we are able to direct our attention towards things that we love that matter very, very important, very, very, very much to us. And I use the example in the book of Viktor Frankl, who wrote an amazing book called Man's Search for Meaning. And for those of you who might not be familiar with his story, the short version of it is that he was in 1942, ended up in concentration camps in Germany. And obviously, this is the most horrific place one could find oneself. And yet, through his lifelong training as a psychologist, and his the spirit that he had inside him, his ability to choose what to focus on in the most horrific of all environments, to guide others in that process and to help them, it created the meaning for him that he was seeking his whole life, and that was so helpful in helping preserve the life and the spirit of the others who were with him. And of course, when you would be in, you can imagine being in that environment and all of the difficulty it would be to pay attention to the things that were important. Mm-hmm. And this is, to me, a reminder of what we're capable of in the most difficult of circumstances.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
So, this is very personal for me because I'm from this hyper AAA family, right? Immigrant high achievers on one side. You don't want to be an Indian immigrant, you know, like, and not be a doctor. And you want to just be a doctor. You have to be a doctor and a lawyer, or a doctor and an entrepreneur. And the other side descended from debt signers of the Declaration, you know, and presidents. So you don't get to fail in my family. So where I take it even one step, we'll call it worse, is going into paralysis to act. You know, I'm trying to see who was it. The guy who wrote, Stephen Pressfield said, start before you're ready.
Yes, but the word of art.
Exactly. And I'll tend to think I should get it perfect. Like, for example, selling, you know, we met at a book event, selling, you know, my two books with Penguin Random House, Hay House. So how would you coach me to get over myself and my fear of failure and just put it out there and start doing more events? And,
sure.
You know, because it is, that's what stops me, is the fear of failing.
Well, thank you for being vulnerable and honest, and therein lies the first step, right? There's a reason that failure comes. It's the next to the last chapter, and it's because there's a couple of other chapters that precede it, where being able to get still enough and quiet enough and direct our attention on the things that really matter, trusting our intuition, for example, such that we know, we become aware that, wow, this really is an Achilles heel for me. My attachment to successful outcomes, in large part because of my lineage or the people that I surround myself with. And what if I could let that go? What if that actually, the belief is that that's what propels me, but what if that actually is my anchor? So the first part you've already mastered. You said, I'm aware that this is a thing for me. So hat tip to you. Let's acknowledge, starting where we are, and to hat tip also to Stephen Pressfield, start before you're ready. If Alicia's world sounds like your world, it also sounds a lot like what's inside my head. It's part of why I wrote a chapter on failure. And the rest of it is, I think, interesting, because let's go for a second to the science. And the science on failure is very clear. And whether they're studying, you know, military operations or venture capital financing, or there's all sorts of, or gameplay, there's all sorts of ways to study the process of failure. And what the science says is very, very clear. And then it's interesting to map that onto our human experience. The science says the people who fail often, but get up and try again with a certain set of circumstances. One, they don't just try blindly. They take a second to analyze what went wrong in the previous expedition, their previous journey. They reapply themselves quickly. I'll let you determine what the word quickly is for you, whether this is the goal is, like, if we take the child walking, for example, if the child just doesn't fall down, sit there and cry, the child's natural instinct, and this is why this process of failing has been, you know, trained out of us rather than our natural state, the child's instinct is to just try and get back up. And then, okay, cool, I stumbled for a second. Like, I'm going to put my hand on this chair or on mom's finger or whatever. We are naturally wired to fall down and get up again. We are wired to analyze what happened last time and what can I do slightly differently before. And the science is really clear when they study individuals and teams who fail but try again quickly, apply knowledge that they learned in that last failure, and get into it with an amount of vigor and enthusiasm, have a playful attitude towards the process, that is what determines people who are not just likely to be successful, but people who are likely to be fulfilled in the success as a part of the process. So to me, if I was to give you a prescription, it's like, what this process of paralysis is your biggest enemy. And what if I could coach you to use your instincts, try what you think works, if it doesn't work, or what parts of it don't work, discard the parts that don't work, reapply to the things that do, and try yet again with joy and vigor as your guide. That is very clear what the science is. Now let's think that, how does that feel internally? Of course, it requires that we take a healthy dose of parking our ego, because we are egocentric beings. That's part of how we are able to get from childhood to adulthood, right? We have to, as a child, it is all about us because we need to seek food and connection and all you know, so many of those things. And yet, it just turns out that if we can park our ego, get a lot of reps in the area that we seek growth in, and that actually is the path to not just success, which is fascinating to me, is success and fulfillment. This is how we get joy. This is how we feel connected to ourselves when we can reflect and go back out and try again. So to me, I think that's an interesting lens to look at it through. And I would invite you to think of the areas of your life where you feel like you have been successful. The ability to start this show, for example, or build the community that you've built. Like, these things did not happen on accident. You had to try. You were blocked. You had to go up, down, through, and or around probably lots of times. There were lots of first versions of this show. And if you think back to what the first version looked like, to what it looks like now, or the first time you tried to gather a community, how many people showed up versus how many people show up for your radio show in your community now? Like, we all have this experience, and yet we're quick to forget because all we see on our social media feeds is instant perfection, you know, the highest level of achievement of whatever activity we're searching for. And that does real damage. And I understand why. And my goal here is not to tell you to turn your phone off, although I wish you would. But this is why it's difficult. And most importantly, this is why we should actually make this a practice. That this is, it's not something we should expect cold turkey, that leaning into this, thinking of it as actually a muscle we're trying to grow, take a little pressure off yourself, be a little kind, extend some grace. That's how you get to the best stuff in life.
So beautifully said. Thank you. That was gorgeous. Absolutely. And I love that you said a few times, joy and grace. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Approaching it with joy and grace. That's gorgeous. Yes, I will take that very much to heart.
There you go. And I see you doing that. I will say, this is behind the scenes, folks. I don't know. I haven't sought her permission to share this. But as we sat together in this very intimate setting, just a handful of us around a table for two straight days talking about our joys and fears and goals, and I watched you the first hour taking notes feverishly, the 15th hour asking really thoughtful questions because you'd already learned and applied so many of the things that, you know, that the group had been sharing.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Doss just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadoss.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Doss is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
This is not some sort of like Pollyanna. The reality is, and this is true with each of these tools, it's not easy to have a practice where you learn to direct your attention and focus on the things that you choose in any situation. Like that, you know, it's work, it's practice. And yet, even the concept of work, if we put a playful attitude to this, like, my goal is to live a rich, heartfelt, earnest, heart-forward life, and what if I could bring enthusiasm to all of the tasks, not just the ones that look good on TV, but even the ones like sweeping the floor of the emergency room? Would that be this? Would I feel the same, neutral, or better about my position in life if I could show up like that every day?
Yeah,
and this is, again, not pretending that grief does not happen or hard things, we're not faced with hard things. And yet, all of these tools, the seven tools that I talk about in my book, Never Play It Safe, they're all available to us at all times. The goal is first to become aware of them, and then second, to engage in a daily practice where we get to go inward, uncover these things that society and all its trappings, and frankly, we do a lot of the dirty work ourselves. So if we can reverse that process, that we will then be more able to access all of the best things in life on the other side of our comfort zone, on the other side of risk and fear.
Beautiful. Let's move into a quick meditation, and I'm going to tell you how to get Chase's book, which you must get, chasejarvis.com, but we'll tell you more. We're going to move into a quick meditation. And so, everyone, if you would, just open your heart and close your eyes, unless you're driving, in which case Spirit's going to do this for you. And just let's call into our field this spaciousness, this levity, this play, this joy, this focus of our attention into this moment, where as one, let's take a deep breath in and breathe in love and light and let go of fear, worry, concern, safety. And just hanging out here in the light, allow your consciousness to expand and lift up even as you're grounded and solid in the earth. So just allow yourself to rise up into your soul, beyond the ego, beyond the concerns, knowing that who you are truly is born of pure potentiality, that Spirit moves through you in a way that it does not through any other. So at this moment, I want you to just take a deep breath and let go of that fear of failure, of that distraction, of comparison. In fact, cup your hands in front of you and just put into your hands any conditioning from your past that you shouldn't, can't, won't, it's not safe, I need to be secure. Security is just an illusion. So place all that into your hands. Place there any fantasized expectations appearing real, any I'm not up to it, I'm not ready, it's not perfect, any resistance, place that in your hands. That is in the way of the true reality of your soul. Close your hands around it, tight, 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 and the count of three, we're going to lift it up into the light. One, two, three, let it go. And as you do, just take a moment and see yourself doing that thing that you think is not safe, doing that thing on the other side of your comfort zone, whether it's starting those events, that membership group, that career, having that child, whatever that is, see yourself on the other side, joyous and free, having surmounted those obstacles because God is your partner, and knowing that who you are is only safe in risking it all to serve, to contribute, to give back, and to live a joyous, happy, creative, beautiful life. So be it. Breathe all that in. The truth of that, the truth of who you are, as you exhale, that amplifies all through your beingness. Extends out to our loved ones on our planet in every way for the highest good. Amen.
Thank you so much, Alicia. May I say one more thing? I have a mom who's really sick right now in the hospital. Her name is Joy. And if we could send a little love and light her way, if you're listening to this, it would mean the world to me. And, of course, I know to her.
Absolutely. So everyone as one, let's send beautiful love, light, prayers to Joy Jarvis, to Chase Jarvis. What's your father's name?
Steve.
Steve Jarvis. And to Kate. all and every way for the highest good. Just may joy be surrounded by angels, by what transpires next, that it be done in a place of sacredness, of deep and all-abiding love and recognition, that she truly is held in the arms of spirit through this whole process. Let's just see her so loved up and lifted into the light. Thank you.
Thank you. And she's also pretty hyped about my new book.
Oh, you never play a safe. Guys, you've got to go right now to ChaseJarvis.com. I, even though I have already read and listened to the whole book, I've already bought a hardcover so that I can get these bonuses. Listen to these bonuses, guys. They're amazing. So what you get is access to the live book launch. Chase knows freaking everybody. He's going to have some.
We got some pretty banger guests. It's going to be super
some
fun.
Some banger surprise guests. I guarantee they're going to be mind-blowing. Access to the live book launch with special guests. I would call that priceless, but at least $130. Never Play It Safe companion workbook. So this man knows how to coach and do processes. That's going to be in his workbook.
Yep.
Masterclass with Chase for in-depth creativity training.
Yes.
From the king of creativity and business. You cannot miss this. ChaseJarvis.com. It's
so
easy to buy the book. Buy several books. You can buy them for your whole company.
I got nothing else to add but a whole pile of gratitude for you for having me on the show and for being able to connect with your community. Thank you so much for what you do. You put out in the world all the love and the light, and it's really nice to be in touch with a new set of folks. So, again, I'm just Chase Jarvis everywhere on the internet. I would invite you to. And the book is available everywhere books are sold. The bonuses are if you went to my site at chasejarvis.com. But thank you so much. Grateful for your time. And thanks for having me.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break. And we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
So beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listeners, ChaseJarvis.com. There's all kinds of it. You can even get personal coaching with Chase, who's a Fortune 100 consultant. So go to ChaseJarvis.com. It's a beautiful book. This has been a beautiful conversation. So much love to your mom and much
thank
light
you.
Ahead for you, Kate. Also, if you're on a spiritual journey and looking to go deeper, check out my free spiritual toolkit at aliciadoss.com. It's the culmination of 30 years of work, and it includes an exclusive manual on how to connect with your guardian angel instantly, 3 video tutorials, including clearing for light workers, and 3 meditations, including the wildly popular Diamond White Light Healing Meditation and Mary Magdalene Meditation. Plus, you'll get VIP access to my upcoming book launch for Your Archangelic Ancestry, Discover Your Angelic Name, Heritage, and Higher Purpose, publishing this summer with Penguin Random House, Hay House. And join me for the next upcoming show with Rebecca Campbell, multiple best-selling author and spiritual teacher. Thank you so much. Thanks again, Chase, and listeners.
Thank you so much, everyone. Signing off until next time. Bid you an amazing day. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye, Chase. Bye, listeners. Thank you so much. Live your love. Bye for now. Thank you.